This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I think most of us in a relationship wonder if we're normal or are we weird or are we doing it right or not. I know, for example, I'll have friends that'll come to me and ask me, hey, do you and your wife, do you guys argue about whether to go to somewhere at dinner or not?
Mm-hmm.
And they want to know if that's normal because it makes them feel better if they argue about it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You compare to see.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
well,
relationship.
Fortunately, BuzzFeed has done a study on this to find out if you're normal or not.
Mm.
And I'm going to go ahead and tell you some of the things that people asked whether or not this was normal and whether people thought it was or not.
All right.
All right. For example, they asked one of the tough questions of all time.
What?
Is it okay to pass gas in front of your spouse or boyfriend or girlfriend? 84% said, sure, go ahead and lay it out there.
Okay, yeah.
Seemed high to me.
You want a woman that, pass gas in front of you and can move a couch. That's the kind of woman.
No, I don't want someone who can pass gas and move a couch. That's bad gas.
Well, I know you don't. And I know, Cato, you're okay with that.
Well, I didn't say I was in my relationships, but my family's okay with it.
Yeah, I mean, listen, my brother and his wife, man, they have competitions, and she can blow me out of the car sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's not sexy to me. My wife talked about this at dinner on Friday night. We had dinner with an old friend. We were at Firebirds, and I need to shout out to Amanda and her son Jackson because she took good care of us.
Did they overhear your conversation?
If she didn't, she'll hear it now.
Yeah.
But we were talking to an old friend, and we were talking about the fact that my wife does not pass gas in front of me because I don't really like that. And so she bottles it up and saves it for when she's with her friends. I assume.
Girls' night out. They're just letting it rip.
I don't know, but I prefer for her not to do it in front of me, and I don't do it in front of her.
Okay, how do you and your boyfriend?
I'd prefer not. If it happens, no big deal.
Okay,
he doesn't seem to mind.
Oh, boy.
Poor guy.
You're normal.
Yeah, but you know what? I'll be honest. In all my years working with Heidi, I can only remember once that she did that.
Just once?
She's done it more than once, but she doesn't usually make any noise here.
She doesn't claim it. That's what it is. She doesn't claim it.
She runs us out of the room sometimes, but she swears it's not her.
That is not true.
See?
We blame her breakfast most of the time. It's not her breakfast.
Right. Now we know why that food smells so bad.
But I promise you one day, I am absolutely going to, I'm going to lock the door and I'm going to stand in front of it and I'm going to go because you do it all the time.
I'll be honest, I think I would enjoy that. That would be funny.
It would be funny. It would be. So how many people are okay with that?
84%.
Wow.
Yeah, I was surprised it was that high.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Are you allowed to flirt with other people when you're married?
No.
I didn't like it either. 76% of people said no, but 24% said, yeah, it's okay.
No.
They're going to have problems.
Well, there's different people and different personalities, but it's not going to work for me. I would not be cool with that. Would it be okay if you stay out all night with your friends?
No.
Have you arranged that for like a girl's
They didn't go into that kind of detail.
I don't know.
I was surprised. They said 63%, or about 2 out of 3, said, yeah, that's okay. Only 1 out of 3 said no. I'm not sure I'm up for an all-nighter. Now, sometimes my wife will go with her friends, and they will book a hotel downtown, like a loft, and make a girl's night slash blah. I'm okay with that.
If they're going out, though, and the girl's not out, and
They just end up staying out all night?
Well, and she's coming home at 3 or 4. That ain't right.
No, that ain't cool. We've got time. We've got curfews.
Because the restaurants do close.
But what if she just, she shouldn't be driving, and she stays at a girlfriend's house and
she's
calls
got
you.
Uber. Well, okay. Call me.
She would contact you, hopefully.
Yes, I agree.
A good woman.
They also went back to the bathroom, and they said, you pee with the door open. 3 out of 4 people are okay with that.
No, go ahead and shut it. I mean, what are you too lazy just to shut the door?
Sometimes you're having a conversation.
Well, maybe in your relationship.
Yeah, we're pretty cool with peeing. Now, we don't go number two, but number one, door can be open.
I have to train my son. Like, they'll have kids over, neighborhood kids over, and he just goes in like he normally does, doesn't shut the door. And I'm like, hey, close the door, because we have little girls that come over sometimes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, we're very careful about that.
I was hanging out with friends Friday night, and I went to walk to the bathroom, and I heard from the bathroom a female friend going, I'm in here, give me a minute. The door was open. I'm like, all right.
Oh, she heard you coming down the hall.
Yeah, she's coming down the hall. The door was open. She's like, give me a minute.
Why didn't she close it?
That she
I
didn't.
Sometimes when you're in a hurry or you're living alone. And
you're at someone else's house.
It's all right.
I know, but it's Cato.
And Cato has some good friends. Yeah, see, Heidi's okay with
that. Yeah, I'd be like,
That's what
it was. I bet it was. Here's an interesting one. They asked, is it normal to have long stretches at dinner when no one says anything?
It's awkward.
You would think, right? But 3 out of 4 people said that was normal.
Sometimes it's okay.
I was listening to a message, and the guy, he was a pastor, and he's talking about how he was getting so bent out of shape because when they first got married, they took this long drive, and he's a talker, and he wanted to talk, and he says, I'm just going to wait to see when she says something. Well, the whole trip, 2 or 3 hours, don't say a word. And he's about to lay into her as they park the car, and she's like, you know what? That was such a pleasant trip, just looking out the window, and it was quiet, and looking at the fields of green. And so he realized, okay, there's a difference between us.
And she says, it's so nice that you didn't feel like we had to talk the whole time.
But I did say to a friend, we were boating, and I'm like, I'm just so happy I don't want to talk. And they just laughed about that. They couldn't understand. But that's kind of where we are. You know, we talk for a living.
Yeah.
So it's really nice sometimes to have peace and quiet.
Yeah. When you go home from this job, you're like, I just want to just be quiet. Yeah.
I like the sound of my voice. I talk when I'm alone sometimes.
Okay. That's true, guys.
Hold on. Let me see if that's normal or not. I'm not looking good. Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.